Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $2,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7373 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7373. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
West Memphis wins it this evening, 42-23. Let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. We're going to go with that drive right before halftime, Bob. That's when Mountain Home punched it in. With 12 seconds left in the first half, McKay with an 18-yard run made it 23-14 at halftime, and that's going to be our drive of the game. Impact play of the game, Bob. This is brought to you by AirVac Life Team, the best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you're an AirVac member today. We're going to go with Junior's run in that first half, 73 yards. Yep. And I don't know, I'd like to see a replay to see how many different tacklers he carried at one point on that run.
Well, they were grabbers. A lot of them were grabbers. They
yes,
weren't
that, that's true.
They, like everybody else, they waited till they run by, then grabbed hold.
That was a fun one to watch. And, boy, Tim McKay had that fun touchdown run in that first half as well, where he had a arm on the defender for the last 10 yards and held him at bay.
The stiff arm, you know, you would almost think that's impossible, but he did a very good job of it on that. It was very, very good to watch.
We'll take another break, come back, and wrap this one up in just a moment. 42-23, West Memphis wins it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer. Golly! With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly. Shazam! Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
All right, 42-23, it's West Memphis with the win. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award for Hustle, brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, adult fitness classes. Bob already gave me your number. Team Spirit Dance.
Got a lifetime membership.
And cheer. Bob, we're going to do something a little different tonight. We know Junior had a big game. We know that Isaac McKay had another big game, but they can't do it without the blocking up front. We're going to go with the offensive line tonight for the Dirty Jersey Award.
Those guys have been pretty good all year long about opening those holes and staying on their blocks and doing a pretty good job, and they've got so much better as the year went on. I think that's very appropriate and very deserving tonight.
I was checking real quick here.
You know, it's, I know you're waiting on stats. This, we talked in the first week about how quick this goes by, and this is the 10 quickest weeks of the year.
Yes, it is,
and,
isn't
you know,
it?
As we go through it, it just seemed like it was, you know, yesterday we were going to Harrison or whatever.
Well, we're waiting for Sonny. You know, he's working on the final stats for us. Bombers had some great stats through three quarters. West Memphis able to pull away here in the second half and get the victory. Tell you what, we're going to take one more quick break here, I think. Sonny just texted. Let's see if they're there. They are. Final stats. Mountain Home, 366 yards. West Memphis, 398. All right, let's see. Junior Williams winds up with 196 yards. Isaac McKay with 98. Had some losses. That's right, with the sacks.
With
I
the
forgot
sacks,
about that.
The sacks.
Yeah, in the second half.
Him,
you know, so that losses. Means Junior is going to lead the team in rushing this year. He came in 48 yards behind Isaac, but he gains 196 yards tonight, and he wins the Mountain Home rushing title. And also he finishes one touchdown ahead of Isaac on the season. So 196 for Junior, 98 for Isaac McKay. Liddy had 21 and Shot had 18 on the night. West Memphis 344. Holmes had 215 yards tonight for the Blue Devils.
So I'd tell you what, Junior earned his a lot better than Holmes.
Yes, he did,
Junior's
didn't he?
Was between the tackles.
Well, that is going to do it for our final broadcast of the season. We appreciate the sponsors for making it possible. And, Bob, another fun year with you.
Oh, yeah.
Love giving you a hard time. But
you know, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. You know, it's just part of it, and that's the way it is. That's about all you have right now in life is fun, and it's fun.
There
so
you
that's
go.
Why we do this.
So that's going to do it for our broadcast from down here. We've got a lot of games being played tonight. Matt's going to check those coming up with our studio report. Coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
Thanksgiving is my favorite time of year, sitting around the table, laughing, and stuffing ourselves silly. But for the needy and lonely in our community, it's often just another day. That is why the Salvation Army is honored to host our annual Community Thanksgiving Luncheon. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army Fellowship Hall. If you'd like to volunteer, call us at 870-424-5708, or you can help by dropping off a turkey or ham before November 20th. Help us remind our community that joy has an army.
And we welcome you back one last time to the Bombers postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you with our final Classic Hits 101.7 studio report of the season. And let's take a look at what else is going on. First, again, remind you that Mountain Home fell to West Memphis tonight by a score of 42-23 to finish the season at 1-9. Blue Devils came into this game ranked 10th in the state overall, and also 4th in Class 6A by the Arkansas Associated Press. Elsewhere in the 6A East tonight, it was Searcy, who's ranked 5th in Class 6A, defeating Little Rock Hall by a score of 68-0. Last score we saw, fourth quarter, Marion was up on Jonesboro 42-24 in the final period. And also in the fourth quarter, Pine Bluff, who is ranked 6th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, is leading Jacksonville 45-12. All the games on the local level will be played tomorrow night, with the exception, of course, of Mountain Home West Memphis. Yellville Summit will host the Battle of the Buffalo tomorrow night at Panther Field, as they will entertain Marshall. Yellville Summit looking to go into the playoffs on a winning note. Marshall looking to finish the year with their first win of the season. Salem is not playing this week. They have a bye. Their conference only has seven schools in it, so they're taking this week off before they go into the playoffs. Melbourne will be playing at Greenland tomorrow night. Mountain View will be at Clinton in a battle between Yellow Jackets. Clinton comes into that game ranked fifth in Class 3A. Harrison will be hosting Farmington, and tomorrow night also in Missouri, Ava will be playing for its district championship, as they will have home field advantage for it. The Bears came into this playoff bracket with the top seed, and they'll be hosting Mountain Grove tomorrow night. In the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10 games that we haven't yet got to tonight, number one, North Little Rock defeated Cabot by a score of 38-21. It was number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, over Mills tonight, 48-8 in Little Rock. Tomorrow night, number two, Bentonville West will host Bentonville. Third-ranked Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, will be in Percy to take on Lake Hamilton. Fourth-ranked Bryant will be at seventh-ranked Conway. And number nine, El Dorado, who is also ranked number three in Class 6A, is going to be at home tomorrow night against Texarkana. We've gone through all the Class 6A top five games already, so let's go on to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned. At number two, Little Rock Christian defeated J.A. Fair tonight in Little Rock, 56-6. And also this evening, last score we saw, this game is going down to the wire, fourth quarter. Little Rock McClellan, who is currently tied for fifth, is leading Little Rock Parkview, but not by much. 26-24 is the score there. Tomorrow night it will be number three, Nettleton, at number four, Wynn, maybe the biggest game in Class 5A this season. And Watson Chapel, who is tied with McClellan for that number five ranking, will host Camden Fairview tomorrow night. In the Class 4A top five, I believe we've got a final score from there. I believe Warren defeated Dollarway tonight in Pine Bluff. 38-6 was the final score there. Warren again ranked third in Class 4A. Tomorrow night, number one, Joe T. Robinson will host Mina in Little Rock. Second-ranked P. Ridge will go to Springdale to face Shiloh Christian. Fourth-ranked Arkadelphia hosts Malvern. And number five, Prairie Grove, will be at home against Lincoln. In the Class 3A top five, number one, Junction City defeated Drew Central tonight, 60-6. And number three, Mayflower was able to shut out Mariana, 70-0 this evening. Tomorrow night, number two, Charleston will host Mansfield, and fourth-ranked Glen Rose will be at home against Gurdon. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida was a 54-0 winner tonight over Lafayette County. Second-ranked Earl defeated East Poinsett County, 58-6, and number five, Conaway Christian, playing at Bigelow this evening. See if we can find the score update on that one. Okay, that game has gone final as well, as Conaway Christian beat up on Bigelow by a score of 42-7. Danville has a bye this week. They won't be playing again until the playoffs. And Ryzen, same thing for them. They were scheduled to play this week, but Woodlawn has forfeited that contest, I believe, due to a lack of numbers. So, again, want to thank everyone for joining us this evening and all season long. For Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight: West Memphis Blue Devils 42, Mountain Home Bombers 23. Bomber football has been brought to you tonight on Classic Hits 101.7 by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and the Salvation Army. Thank you for listening to this season of Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.